Let's spend a little time in the Word of God. Welcome and thank you for joining us in our service today. And welcome to 2021. Woo! Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. I just love that I will breathe this year. 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 I will breathe. The breath of God will be pumped into my lungs. The breath of God will be pumped into every area of my life. The breath of God will be breathed into every aspect of my being. I will breathe this year. I will breathe this year. That's for you. You should say it. Say it every day. I will breathe this year. I will breathe this year. Woo! My brains will breathe this year. My mind will breathe this year. Nothing is going dead in my life this year. Nothing. Life of God flow out of me. Rivers of living water flow out of me. Hey. Hallelujah. I love the miracles. The miracles of the voice of the Lord. It tells us in Psalm 29. He said in verse 3, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory, he thunders. The Lord himself is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord, he breaks the cedars. Yeah, the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds to calve and discovers the forests. And in his temple does everyone speak of his glory. When you speak of his glory, the voice of the Lord will rise up for you. When you declare his glory, the Lord sits upon the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. When those people around the Red Sea, when they lifted up their voices to the Lord, and Moses raised up the rod, God told him, raise up the rod. He raised up that rod. You know, that rod represents the word of God. When he raised up that rod, the Bible says, suddenly the Red Sea parted ways. And there were walls, almost like he formed walls on either side. And the children of Israel started to walk on dry land. It was all the voice of the Lord. And it was all around his purpose. It's all around his purpose. When you align with the purpose of God, when you are a child of destiny, and when you are a person of purpose, you are scheduled for a flight. You are scheduled for supernatural lifting. And you cannot be shut down. Amen. Things will happen around the world. Situations will come. But they will not shut you down. Hallelujah. Exactly the way those waters formed a corridor. They formed walls, like a standing walls on either side of that Red Sea. That's the same way the power of God will cause things to stand as a wall around you, and you will walk through. You will see the Red Sea. The Red Sea will be real. It's not like suddenly it will not be there. No, you will see it. And while Pharaoh and Egypt are being submerged in the Red Sea, you'll be walking through. Amen. You'll be walking through. Amen. Almost ushered by angels, angelic beings, into your place of destiny. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. When you are aligned with purpose. Amen. There's something about the purpose of God. There's something about the purpose of God. Let me say this to you as clearly as I can. Purpose will distinguish God's people this year. Amen. In this season in which we live. Purpose will distinguish God's people. You know, there are so many people who started and say, if the Lord will give me this opportunity, I will serve his purpose. Then they forgot. Let me tell you, we're still in political season. There are many politicians who started out and said, if God would just allow me to get to this place or get to that place, I will do such and such. I will do such and such. And when the Lord allowed them, they got there and served their own purpose. And because they served their own purpose, they got shut down. 1 million people can raise their voices on your behalf. If God does not raise his voice on your behalf, you will not fly. If God does not raise his voice on your behalf, you will not fly. There's so many professionals who said to the Lord, Lord, if you will just grant me grace, if you will just grant me favor, if you just energize me and just give me the brilliance that I need and help me get to this professional level, I will do your will. I will serve your purpose. I will do such and such and such and such. Those things are called vows. Many of those people arrived in those places. The Lord enabled them to arrive in those places. And when they got there, they started serving their own purpose. They started doing their own thing. There are a lot of people who said, Lord, if you would just do this, if you would just do this, I will do such and such and such and such. They've been saying it for years and years and years. If you would just do this, I will do such and such and such and such. And then the Lord did it. And you know what? They are even worse today than when they first prayed that prayer. They are worse today. When they first prayed that prayer, they were doing more for the purpose of God than they are doing today after the Lord answered that prayer. They said, Lord, if you would just do this and do this and do this and do this, I will serve your purpose forever. I will do your will. I will do this. I will do that. I will do this. I will do that. And the Lord actually did it. The Lord brought them to a place where those dreams that seemed like they would never happen, those dreams actually came into manifestation. And guess what? They arrived there and started doing their own thing. Suddenly, the purpose of God is no longer as significant as it was years ago when they were making promises based on the purpose of God. The will of God, the plan of God, the eternal predestination of God is no longer as significant. Let me tell you what the Lord spoke to me. He said, many of my children are not actively denying my purpose. Many of my children, many of God's children, are not actively denying my purpose, but they are consciously ignoring it. They are consciously ignoring it, living as though it does not exist. That's what he said. Many of my children are not actively denying my purpose, but they are consciously ignoring it, living as though it does not exist. And yet everything that God does revolves around his purpose. Everything God does in our lives, everything God does in our generation, in our times, in our families, revolves around the purpose of God. And when we are in a place where we are not actively denying the purposes of God, but we are consciously ignoring it, guess what happens? Let me read it out to you. Elevate God's purpose in your life, and God will elevate you. Ignore God's purpose in your life, and you will be grounded to a halt. The enemy will have the upper hand, and he will shut you down. Elevate God's purpose in your life, and God will elevate you. Ignore God's purpose in your life, and you will be grounded to a halt. Excuse me. the enemy will gain the upper hand and he will shut you down. Everything revolves around the purpose of God. From the beginning of times, in every generation, God ordains and he has planned and calculated that there will come a time that he calls the maturation or the culmination of times. And that maturation and that culmination of times is expected to exalt Jesus. It's expected to cause everything to come together to exalt Jesus. It's called the mystery of his will. It's the secret of his purpose. But it's no longer a secret to the people of God because it has been freely revealed unto us. And he says that those times were planned before the foundations of the world, that everything will come together. It's called the maturation of times, the culmination of times. Things will come together for the exalting of Jesus. We're seeing that in our generation right now. Things are coming together as the maturation of times. Help me, Holy Spirit. There, things are being put together, and these things that are being put together, they are supposed to come together in such a way that Jesus will get the glory. I know there are many people saying, oh, the Lord may come tomorrow. Yeah, that's true. The Lord may come tomorrow. The rapture may come tomorrow. It could very well, because, you know, the Lord said, nobody knows. Say, even the Son of Man doesn't, that's what Jesus said. But many times when we say the rapture could happen tomorrow, a lot of times what believers don't realize is, actually, before that, there's going to be a culmination of times. There's going to be a coming together when Jesus is going to be exalted. Jesus has to be exalted. That's why the enemy will fight everything that God is trying to do in our lives. The enemy will fight everything God is trying to do in our communities, in our nations, in our cities, in our families. Because there has to be a coming together to exalt Jesus. And it's not a coming together to exalt any man. It is to exalt Jesus. Sometimes we create these Ishmaels, because we sense that this culmination is supposed to happen. We sense that there's supposed to be this consummation. This glory of God is supposed to be made manifest in our lives, in our generation, our season. And we sense that we're very close to it. And sometimes we get to a point where we start creating Ishmaels because in our minds, we don't see how it would happen supernaturally. So we want to do everything we can in the natural to make it happen. And America just went through that season. Still going through it. Because what needs to happen is a supernatural thing. Is a supernatural thing. It's not going to happen by people killing themselves. Not going to happen by people hating on one another. It's a supernatural thing, and it will put Jesus, it will put him right in the center. That the only name we will all be saying will be Jesus. The only name we will all be declaring. There is no human savior that is going to make it happen. Jesus is the savior. There is no human being anywhere that is going to make that happen. Jesus is. And the times you can see, there is a sensing of it all over the world. You can sense it and people can sense it. But unfortunately, we can also allow the enemy, you know, Abraham created Ishmael, but he was not an ungodly man when he did. He was still God's servant, but he still created an Ishmael. Yeah, to fall into the trap of looking for appearances or looking for shadows and images of the real doesn't make us ungodly. You don't have to get out of line with being a godly person to do that. But you can get sidetracked from the purpose of God. Anything that takes Jesus out of the center. Anything that takes Jesus out of the center. When we are not calling his name. When it's not him. The Bible says, it's like God therefore has given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus. At the name of, so all over, as this consummation happens, as this culmination happens, all over the world, you'll hear the name of Jesus. That's what you'll be hearing. You'll be hearing Jesus. You'll be hearing Jesus in the villages. You'll be hearing Jesus in rural places. You'll be hearing Jesus in the cities. You'll be hearing Jesus in great places, cosmopolitan areas. Jesus, 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 Jesus. No other name, Jesus. No other name, Jesus. Everything will revolve around the purpose of God. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 9, look at how he says this. He says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, the Amplified says, the secret of his will, of his plan, of his purpose. Having made it known unto us, he revealed it to us. According to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Amplified says, according to his own merciful intention, which he had previously purposed and set forth in him. Look at verse 10. He says there in verse 10, he planned for the maturity of times and the climax of the ages to unify all things and head them up and consummate them in Christ. Amen. A climax of times of the ages to unify all things, head them up, consummate them in Christ, both things in heaven and things on the earth. Some say, maybe that is the world to come. You know, that's this age, this world. Let's keep reading. Verse 11. He says, in him, we also were made God's heritage, God's portion. Remember, that's what he called them in Exodus chapter 19. He says, God's people are his portion. Yes. Same thing, Deuteronomy chapter 32. He said, you remember, you saw what I did to Egypt, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. He says, they are God's heritage, God's portion. We obtained an inheritance, for we had been foreordained. We were chosen, appointed long ago, beforehand, in accordance with his purpose. In accordance with his purpose. We are here today because of his purpose. Whatever the Lord has done in your life and in mine, he has done because of his purpose. He says, who works out everything, watch this, in agreement with the counsel and design of his own will. Let's keep reading verse 12. So that we who first hoped in Christ, who first put our confidence in him, have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. Keep on reading. Amen. Verse 13. In him, you who have heard the word of truth, the glad tidings, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in it, and you have adhered to it, and relied on him, you were stamped with the seal of the long promised Holy Spirit. This is telling you, what he's talking about is not in the ages to come, in eternity. It's in this age. Because it's right now that we have been stamped with the seal of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us that seal of the Holy Spirit is the down payment or the guarantee of the eternal promise. Amen. So the fact that we have the Holy Spirit today breathing in us, amen, working in us, amen, guiding us along the lines of the purposes of God is the evidence that what God promised eternally, amen, will happen. He said, you've been stamped with the seal of the long-promised Holy Spirit. Keep reading. He says that that spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance, the first fruits, the pledge, the foretaste, the down payment on our heritage. See, the Holy Spirit was God fulfilling a vow to you. The Holy Spirit was God fulfilling a vow to us. And when the Holy Spirit is alive and well, in a believer, You cannot live an ordinary life.
Hallelujah.
You can't live a religious life. The reason there's a lot of dryness in a lot of our relationships with God, and we're going for religion rather than the relationship, is because the Holy Spirit is laying dormant. The Holy Spirit is laying dormant. Remember, He is the river of life. He is the one, the Bible says, out of them will flow rivers of living water. And He says He was saying that, talking about the Holy Spirit that they will receive, because at that time, they had not yet received Him. He says it's the first fruits, the pledge, the foretaste, the down payment on our heritage in anticipation of His full redemption and our acquiring complete possession of it to the praise of His glory. Keep reading. Is that the last verse there? For this reason, because I've heard of your faith, then he begins to pray. So no, notice, this is all of this maturation of time, culmination of the purpose of God, plans of God. He's not talking about the world to come. He's talking about, and back then, if you look in Ephesians 2, back then it was talking about the ages to come. God will reveal the riches of His glory. In the ages, the ages to come, he was talking about back then, is now. We are living in the ages to come that they prophesied way back then. And the goal, the glory, the purpose of God is to bring Jesus and make Him the center.
Amen.
To make Jesus the center of everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said it's to make Jesus the center of everything.
Amen.
All over the world. That we should be calling the name of Jesus. There are places all over the world today where they say they have the revival. But the revival they have is fake revival. It's not real. Because a lot of them are not exalting Jesus as the center. Many of them are looking for power. Many of them are looking for manifestations. Many of them are looking for huge crowds. They believe huge crowds. They will do anything to have huge crowds. We're dealing with the same thing in America today and in different parts of the world. That there's an image, there's an appearance. We know we can all sense, we can sense that we're around that time, that age that he spoke about, the culmination of times. We can sense it. You can see all over the world. The gospel has received more open doors in this generation than at any time before, all over the world. Open doors, open doors, open doors, open doors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can sense it. Some say, but I've never seen, the Bible talk about miracles. I've never seen, you haven't been in the right place. If you've been in the right place in the right time, you will see miracles.
Amen.
Miracles are happening every day.
Yeah.
All over the world. And the people who are experiencing it can tell you.
Yes.
Amen.
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 You are not going to experience the miracles, the supernatural working of God when you are not focused on His purpose. When every day of our lives, we are not actively denying His purpose, but we are consciously ignoring it. You are not going to see the supernatural working of God. How are we going to see it? How are we going to see it? Everything revolves around the purpose of God. Everything. Everything. God wants to do something through His people, through the church, through the body of Christ. Through the body of Christ. Not by carrying placards. Those who are carrying placards, you are missing it. It's not through placards. It's supernatural. Is supernatural. Let me tell you something. If the supernatural power of God doesn't do something in your life, don't take it. If you have to do everything in the natural, you have to depend on human beings. You have to do this. I'm not saying don't play your part, but I'm saying if all of your trust has to be taken off God and be put in people, don't take it. Because that's an appearance of what God promised you. It's not the promise. If you have to create that thing with your own hands, and you have to break this and break that, and some valuable things that God already gave you in your life, you have to get rid of those things in order to get this promise. That thing you are getting is not the promise. It's an appearance of it, and it will not last long. It will not. In fact, it can become the hindrance to the promise. Everything revolves around the purpose of God. Let's go to Exodus 19. He said, you have seen, from verse 4, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. I bore you on eagle's wings.
Hallelujah.
I bore you on eagle's wings. It delights my soul so much. I kept telling you during the watch night service, those of you who were here with us, I just don't have a way to express what is in my spirit. I don't have the right words, the right, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. So how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Who is he talking to? He's talking to Moses on behalf of the children of Israel. God said, it was me. It was me. I'm the one who bore you on eagle's wings. The eagle is the one responsible for everything that happens in the lives of God's people. It is not Pharaoh. It is not the pandemic. It is not COVID. It is not the plague. It is not the Red Sea. It's not, it is the eagle. It is the eagle. Because I bore you on my eagle's wings and brought you to myself. And he's telling Moses this. He's telling Moses. God is telling him, I raise you up according to my purpose. I raise you up according to my purpose. In fact, it's not you. It was me. It was my eagle's wings that brought you here. You don't know how you escaped from Egypt the first time. And you don't know how you escaped from Egypt the second time. It was me, the Lord said. It was me. I bore you on eagle's wings. I bore you on, it was supernatural. It was supernatural. How many doors could Moses have knocked on? How many people could they have talked on to divide the Red Sea? How many things could they have done in the natural to divide the Red Sea? To do something that had never been done before. How many people do you have to talk to? How many people do you need to create this corridor in the middle of the Red Sea where you can walk through on dry land? How many people do you need to part that Red Sea and make them stand upright and create a corridor for you to walk through? Oh no, it is supernatural. Oh no, it is supernatural. That's why he said, I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. It was always his purpose. It wasn't even Moses. It was not even Moses. It was God.
It was God.
Hallelujah. Say this with me. We said it on Friday. We said it during the watch night service. God is in control of everything that concerns my life and my destiny. Say it. Say, it's not Moses. Say, it's not Pharaoh. It's not the Egyptians. It's not the Red Sea. It's not the plagues. It's not the giants. It's not the mountains. It's not the obstacles. It's God. Say it. Say, the eagle is responsible for everything that happens in the life of God's people. It's the eagle. It's the eagle. He said, I brought you to myself. I brought you to myself and I bore you on eagle's wings.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
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 Don't you ever underestimate the power of the voice of God in your life. Don't you ever underestimate it. When you get in purpose, The thing that begins to determine your walk, your step, your how is the voice of God. Is the voice of God. That's why he said to them right then, that next verse in verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice, he said, then you will be a peculiar. If you'll obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you will be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, because all of the earth is mine. my voice, my voice. So I brought you to myself. Who is he talking to? He's talking to Moses on behalf of the children of Israel. He's trying to say to them, it wasn't you, it wasn't Pharaoh, it wasn't the Red Sea, it was me. I bore you on eagle's wings. Everything revolved around my purpose. And I revealed a snippet of that purpose to your forefather, Abraham. I told him that for 400 years, you will be in the wilderness. You will be in a nation that you will serve that does not do you well. I told your forefather, Abraham. I told him it was all my purpose. And finally, I brought you out to myself and bore you on eagle's wings and brought you out of that place unto myself. It's all my purpose. It's all my purpose. That is why the people of purpose are people who are scheduled for a divine flight. When you are a person of purpose, you are scheduled. You know when you are getting ready for a flight, I have a flight schedule. You are scheduled for a flight. In 2021, you are scheduled for a flight. I said in 2021, you are scheduled for a flight. Hallelujah! And you will not miss your flight in the name of Jesus. The purpose of God brings you into the culmination of time. It brings you into the maturation of time. I'm scheduled for a flight. My flight has been scheduled. In 2021, I'm going to take off and I'm going to break out. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. It's according to his purpose. It's according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's close this out today. Let's close this out today. Let's close this out today. I want you to trace back even the birth of Moses. And I want you to think about this for just 1 minute. When we talk about the purpose of God, you know, the Lord gave us a little peek into what he was talking about during the watch night service. And he helped us see then in that service. When you talk about the purpose of God, I'm not just talking about preachers, pastors, apostles, prophets, I think that in that service we were identifying the different things people do. Yeah. Right, weren't we? Yes. Talking about different professions. Yes, sir. Right? Yes. And we're identifying, we're saying behind those professions, there is purpose.
Yes.
Behind this, the purpose God is talking about is not the purpose of those who are standing behind the pulpit every Sunday and preaching the gospel. Yeah. Or those who are going around the world as missionaries. Yeah, they have purpose too. They are part of purpose. But the majority of people are not doing that. The majority of God's people are actually in different places on these different assignments. And the Bible, God said, in those assignments, there is purpose.
Amen.
If you don't find the purpose of God, you'll get grounded in those assignments that you've been given. No matter what that assignment is, it can be a handyman job, handyman profession. Amen. Artist, bus driver. Amen. Anything. Medical, what? Book, whatever. There's purpose behind it. There's purpose. If you don't find the purpose of God behind it, you are going to lose your flight.
Yes.
You get grounded.
Yes.
You get grounded.
Amen.
Let's close it out.
Amen.
And I want you to remember how Moses was born. When the Lord said to him, it wasn't you. It wasn't Pharaoh. It wasn't the Egyptians. It was me. I bore you on eagles. Everything around your life revolves. It's my purpose. You are breathing. You are alive and well today because of my... You made it through 2020 because of my purpose. There is a reason I got you out of 2020 and brought you to 2021. There is a purpose. There is a purpose. Your life is not a mistake. This is why we have a new beginning. Because the Lord is saying, I don't care how long you have lived outside of my purpose. I want you to reset this year. I want you to reset now. I want you to make a switch and make a change, because you have the opportunity to have a new beginning in God. You may not have understood the value of God's purpose ever in your life, but you have an opportunity now. Now. There are some people listening to us today. For years, you haven't done anything about the purpose of God. You have done your own thing. God is saying you have a new beginning now. Because if you don't get in my purpose, you are going to get grounded and you will miss your flight. If you don't get in my purpose, you will get grounded, you will miss your flight. I have a flight for you, but that flight is attached to my purpose. That's what the Lord is saying to you. Get in my purpose. You've lived year after year, always talking about how you will, how I will, oh I will. You may not get there. You may not arrive there. I will. Oh yeah. You know, I just need like 3 more years. I just need that. You may not have it. The Lord told us during the watch night service, you are on the clock and time is running out. Oh, if I just have, I just need like 5 years to get everything together, to make it all together. And then once I get, you may not get there. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
As you are hearing the voice of the Lord through the voice of this preacher today, as you are hearing, today is your day of purpose. Amen. Today is your day of reset. Today, from today, I commit myself to the purpose of God. Everything that the Lord has ordained for my life, He has arranged for my life, from today, I commit myself to it. I don't have to become a full-time preacher. I don't have to become a missionary. If that's not what my purpose, if that's not what the purpose He gave me, that's not, I don't do that. If God didn't call you to be a full-time missionary, you become one, you are an Ishmael on that field. He's not calling you to do that. He's calling you to find your purpose, why He sent you, and to do it. And I want you to see today as I close this service, hallelujah, I want you to see behind what He called you to do, there is purpose. You just need to find it. You need to commit yourself to it. And guess what? You will get on the flight. You get on the flight. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let's close this out real quickly. Let's close. Let's go to Exodus 1. I just want to read a few verses here. I want to say a couple of things to you here. I want you to remember how Moses came into this world. I want you to remember, he's talking to Moses in Exodus 19. Remember how Moses came into this world. In Exodus chapter 1, look at it there. Look at verse 11. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters. These are the Egyptians, to afflict them with burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. Verse 12. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they became grieved. That's the Egyptians were grieved because of the children of Israel. Verse 13. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage. In mortar, in brick, in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spoke unto the Hebrew midwife. Notice, he didn't speak to preachers. He didn't speak to pastors. He didn't speak to missionaries. He spoke to people they call Hebrew midwives. That was their profession. They were professional midwives. That's their job. Their job was to deliver babies. Pharaoh called them and spoke to them. The name of one of them was Shipra. The name of the other was Puah. And he said, when you do the office, this is Pharaoh speaking. When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and you see them upon the stools, if it is a son, then kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. Guess what? What opportunity is being given to these midwives by this event today? It's an opportunity either to align with the purpose of God and to see it come to pass, or to align with the purpose of Pharaoh and see it come to pass. They made a choice. We will align with the purpose of God and see it come to pass. This is how Moses was born, guys. This is how Moses was born, and this is how Moses survived. Some midwives decided. They were called midwives. It's like you call people handymen today. Handyman, carpenter, bus driver, bookkeeper, accountant, doctor, lawyer, attorney, nurse, homemaker. They were called midwives. You can put any profession in there. They had a choice to make. Guess what? They made a choice to align with the purpose of God. Look at verse 17. The Bible says the midwives feared God. They heard the voice of Pharaoh, but they heard the voice of God. And they said, you know what? We will obey the voice of God. No matter what the cost is, we will obey. See, this is what aligning with the purpose of God does in your profession today, in whatever. There's so many things speaking to you, telling you what to do, how to serve this, and how to, especially your mind, your will, your desires, what you want to do, and what you want to buy, and where you want to go, and then there's the other voice. God is saying, why I planted you there. It's your purpose. Yes. The midwives feared God, and they did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but they saved the men children alive. Yes. This is why Moses was not killed when he was born. Yes. They saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives. See, no matter what the law of the land is, a commitment to purpose and to the divine will is an individual choice. No matter what the law of the land is, a commitment to purpose and to the divine will is an individual choice. I have made up my mind. I will serve the purpose of God. No matter what the land says, no matter what the Pharaoh says, no matter what the people say, no matter what the world says, Jesus has the final say, I will do what the Lord, thus saith the Lord. That is my purpose. You can be in a place where they say prayer is forbidden. It is my purpose to pray. I can't get you to pray, but I will pray. And if I can't pray, then I will be fired. But I will pray. Amen. That is my choice. Yep. I'm going to do the will of God. Amen. There's a reason why God planted me here. Mm-hmm. I can't lose the significance of my life.
Yes.
I can't lose the significance of my life. Yes. I can't lose the purpose for which He created me.
Yes.
God put me here for a purpose. Mm-hmm. The Bible said they saved the men. The men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing? Why have you saved the little boys, the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively. That's the covenant works in them. They delivered even before the midwives come to them. They found an explanation. But in their minds, they made up their mind, no matter what Pharaoh says, we will not do His will, we will do the will of God. Therefore, in verse 20, God dealt well. Somebody say, God dealt well. I love it, I love it. God dealt well with the midwives. And the people multiplied. And they waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, the midwives, because the midwives feared God, He made them houses. He made them houses. He made them their own homes. He made them their own palaces. He made them their own restful abodes. He gave them their own destiny. He gave them their own business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He made them CEO of their own company because they feared God. He made them producers. He made them the top, the head, and not the tail. He made them above, head only. Hallelujah. because they feared God, because they walked in purpose, God sought them out and took them on a flight. God sought them out, took them on a flight. Say, come on, what's your name? My name is Pua. We're going on a flight together. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What's your name? My name is Shipra. We are going on a flight together. I'm carrying you on eagle's wings. Why? Because you serve my purpose. Because you serve my purpose. Because you serve my purpose. God's people will get on a flight this year when we center our lives, make everything around our lives revolve around God's purpose. This is a moment of purpose for you. Let's close. Let's close. This is a moment of purpose. We're going to read our confession, but I want you to stir your heart up. I want you to stir your heart up. Have you been living all these years just doing your thing? The Lord said, my people, they are not actively denying my purpose, but they are consciously ignoring it. They are not actively denying. Are you one of those God's people? You are not actively denying it, but you are consciously ignoring it. No one can look at your life today and say, ha, these are the areas where this life is significant for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
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 Watch this now. There are many politicians coming down. The reason they are coming down, a lot of them started out with purpose.
Yes.
A lot of them started out with purpose. They say, if God will get me there, and I hope you are not putting your money there. Because your money is just going down the toilet. There's no purpose there. A lot of professionals are going to lose face. And there'll be nothing to undergird them. They're going to collapse like wet toilet paper. Because they will find out the only thing that could really undergird them was the purpose of God. I pray that it's not you. I pray that you are like the midwives. The Bible says God did them well. This year, the Lord will do you well. He's going to take you on a flight, on eagle's wings. Hallelujah. He's going to lift you up. He's going to break you out. He's going to give you new beginnings. This year, 2021, this is your year. This is your year. So I pray you reset. I pray you reset and check yourself. So am I aligned with the purposes of God? What am I doing today? Am I one of those saying, I will get there in 3 years? I will get there. Some people have not done anything for the Lord in 3 years. And they keep saying, yeah, I just need a little bit more time to settle. No, you don't have that time. You don't have it. Let's make this a moment of purpose today. Let's make this a moment of purpose. Everyone, wherever you are, join me. Just commit yourself to the purpose of God right now. In the name of Jesus. This is the culmination of the seasons that the Lord has ordained for me. This is my season of purpose. This is my season of going on that divine supernatural flight on the wings of the eagle. I'm making changes. This year the world must know that I have a Lord and Master, and His name is Jesus. This year, everywhere I go, the world around me must know, through the wisdom of God and through the manifest life, the godly life that I live, and through my voice, and through my activities, and through how I use my resources, the world, everybody around me must know that I'm aligned with the purpose of God. I'm aligned. I'm not just dangling in the air. I'm not just hanging. Just trying to find my feet like a chicken. No, 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 no. I'm aligned with the purpose of God. I'm aligned with the purpose of God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us clearly. We yield to the purpose of God for our lives, the reason for which you created us, the reason for which you sent us, the reason for which you preserve our lives, that we're still here this moment. This is the first Sunday of January 2021. We are still here. The reason, the purpose for which you preserve our lives. Many of us have gone through so many birth canal situations where our lives were almost aborted. We've gone through wildernesses and Red Sea situations. And it took your grace to bring us out, to preserve our lives and keep us here. We commit to living for your purpose. We commit to doing your will in the name of Jesus. Is there someone out there who wants today to fully commit to the purpose of God? Fully commit to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Jesus is my everything. Who wants to say, Jesus is my everything? Jesus is my everything. If there's someone out there who wants to do that, let's pray together. Let's pray together. Let's come together as one. Let's pray together. Let's commit. Let's take this confession together before we take our prophetic confession for the year. Let's say it together. Lord Jesus, I yield to you today everything that I have within me. I give you my life. I give you my desires. I give you my aspirations. I give you my ambitions. Jesus is my Lord and my Master. I renounce sin, and I renounce Satan, and I renounce my own way. I turn my life over completely, absolutely, eternally to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, have your way in my life. Help me fulfill your purpose. Help me live for the reason for which you created me and sent me. I thank you, God. I receive your grace today. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. I bless your holy name, because this year will be a year with a difference. It will be a year when I take flight. It will be a year when I break out. It will be a year of new beginnings. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's take our 2021 confession together before we close. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to be on the screen. Just let's take it together, just calmly, and let it sink. It's going to take some time, but let it sink into our spirits. Amen. Let's go together. 2, 3, go. 2021 is my year of lifting up, breaking out, and new beginnings. This is my year of divine lifting. There is a lifting up for me. God has lifted me up out of the miry clay of life onto the hilltops of destiny. And he feeds me with honey out of the rock, my glory and the lifter up of my head. He bears me up on eagle's wings and makes me ride upon the high places of the earth. I have been elevated to sit among princes, and I see upgrades in every area of my life. I am running through troops and leaping over walls. This is my year of divine lifting, and there is a lifting up for me. This is my breakout year, and I've been set up for unprecedented success. There is a purpose for my life, and I will live and not die. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I have the victory that overcomes the world. Give me this mountain. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible for me. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it has not entered into the heart of any man the things God has prepared for me. And the things God has prepared me for. This is my breakout year, and I've been set up for unprecedented success. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. No matter what the world says, Jesus will have the final say. My Lord saved the best for the last, and I shall not go out empty. This is my season of new beginnings and new wine. The best wine, the best life, the best miracles, the best destiny. My storage places are filled with good, and my vats are overflowing with the best of the land. I speak to dead bones, come alive. Rivers of living water flow out of me. I believe God that it shall be as it was told me. And I see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. All things are working together for my good, and God is doing the exceeding abundantly in my life. My Lord saved the best for the last, and I shall not go out empty. 2021 is my year of lifting up, breaking out, and new beginnings. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. We receive your word, O God. We receive everything you've spoken over us. Thank you for the blessings that you've released upon our lives and our families, our loved ones, and our destiny. We align with purpose of God. And we thank you because we are scheduled for a divine flight. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. You alone deserve it. Take it to yourself, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And everybody said amen. Come on, say living amen. Let's give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah.